Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyoncé.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
A chicken goes to the vegetable market for the very first time.
Tomatoes! Tomatoes! Tomatoes!
I can't believe she had never been to the market by herself.
You know, you start to feel sorry for Jenny, and then you realize she's completely useless.
She's helpless.
She's completely helpless.
And
so then you go, wait a minute, does Submit not realize that at first? And now he feels trapped for an eternity in just a loop of how do I help Jenny?
I don't want you to go over your fence to drinking.
I think there was something I noticed that I hadn't noticed before that I think life with Jenny can be kind of isolating.
Yes. Y'all,
I think it's only her all the time.
I think it's only her all
chicken all the time. Yeah. I'm going to bake some bread. Do you want to help me,
Smith,
make?
Why are you leaving, Smith? Don't go outside. Don't go outside. I get scared. What the foxes come, Smith?
Yo, it's reality, gays. This is Happily Ever After, Season 7, Episode 10.
Just give me one reason. Give me one reason where else to stay.
Do you know what that is?
I do know that song.
Tracy Chapman.
Yes.
It was a huge song.
That didn't sound totally like this, but that's it, yeah. Well, no, I couldn't hear that you were doing a Tracy Chapman voice. Oh. I didn't hear the melody, but yeah.
Well, I got your number. Oh, I know that you got mine.
When I do songs, and they're even in the right key, and you have a problem with them.
I didn't have a problem with it, I just didn't hear it.
Do you know the level of $25,000 pyramid I have to access when you're trying to think of an actor?
Again, you need to have sex again. Didn't take.
I'm just saying, just want you to realize what I translate from you. That's all I want.
It's very easy to rile Poodle up sometimes. I just didn't hear it.
Anyway.
But I do acknowledge that I don't know a lot of songs.
No.
And that it sometimes is hard to guess things. You got to be able to speak Maddie a little bit, as one of my friends said.
No, you know things, you can't describe them well.
Well,
and I'm saying I've gotten good at knowing what you're talking about.
Speaking Maddie, yeah.
It's not that. It's
I apologize. I'm just me.
Y'all, we are, I think we are two-thirds of the way through this long, dark hallway, which I'm calling Happily Ever After now.
I mean, it's definitely, they do seem to have abandoned ship of the hope that we thought was this season seven.
Yeah, and
we were so excited, y'all.
And I, yeah.
We were excited. It seemed not brand new, but at least a little new. Seemed to like it could have a little fun. It could have a little hope. Nope, we're just back to the same old storyline, to the same people being shitty to
another. The problem is the stakes are the same. But after a while, when the stakes are the same, we still don't like the people enough.
Jovi and Yara are the only couple I'm interested in watching.
Yeah, and I feel like
I enjoy watching Kim and Usman.
And I feel like that's for audacity.
I do feel like that's a little more, but I still, I don't want to say enjoy because it's horrible watching someone's home country be at war.
Well, it's new because we haven't gotten exhausted from them yet.
I am not done watching Kim and Usman, I have to say. I enjoy watching them every time.
That's foolishness.
It's foolishness, yeah. But it's good.
And she's an absolute clown.
And I'm not like, I guess actually I'm not, it's been nice with Libby and Andre because we haven't had so much Charlie, but I didn't watch the thing. I'll watch it for part two.
You saw what's coming up this season
and I didn't see it.
It's going to be the same family dynamic played out.
We're not going to get Libby being a YouTube singer at all.
Nope.
That's what I wanted.
I think we might end with the birth of the baby, though.
I'm sorry.
We won't end with the birth of the baby. We will end with probably the gender reveal, which they did.
That's
probably what we'll end with. Even though, you know, we all know how we feel about those gender
reveals.
That's
true. I wanted to, really wanted to just kind of have the season end of Lib and Andre that she's got to perform some of her songs at a mall. And she's real nervous about it. It's her first live performance.
And one of those mall stages that is just slightly raised near the fountain.
Yes.
Yes.
That's what I want.
Mary had a little lamb. What was that lamb's name?
What was that lamb?
It was Fluffy.
Fluffy.
Ooh, ah. Bah, wah. Bah.
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 Not going to happen, y'all. That's what we wanted.
Nope, we're
not what we're going to get.
We've been dragged down back into Butthole Brigadeville. And we're there. And Charlieville.
And Charlieville.
And
I think there's a town called Charlieville.
Who gives
a
shit?
Been to Charlieville? I think I have.
Good God. So
I think I have.
The Submit and Jenny stuff is always a little funny to me. But kind of the same.
Well, it's different because Jenny is talking about going to the U.S., but I don't know how. I don't think Jenny will ever
do it, it's very serious. And
jeez.
And the less we see about Bilal, the less we see Bilal and Shia,
we didn't see him this episode,
the better. Yeah.
This was great.
And we don't cover Ed and Liz. And honestly, the Michael Angela stuff, I thought things might be a little different, but this episode we're like, whoop, we're right back where we started.
Yeah.
This could have easily been Happily Ever After 2 seasons ago.
Season 5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We
have a little bit of Michael trying to stand up for himself, but
this is why, and I'm rarely one to say this, and I don't want to call it fraudacity. But this feels now, it's straight up acting for the cameras.
Yeah, I feel like...
I feel that way.
Because especially with this episode, like, I don't feel sorry for Michael.
Me either.
Like, he went and slept with her. Like, he is complicit in this. Yeah. This is. I feel like it's all so... Yes, is it what she does? It feels scary and borders on abusive, a lot of it. But y'all, they're both in this just for the show. 100%.
That's what.
When his storyline is, I need to make money and build an income, this is how he's making an income, y'all. Yeah.
They're saying the quiet part out loud.
So if you think that it's terrible and Angela's terrible, and she is, and that Michael's
blame
a victim.
Blame capitalism.
Michael's not a victim in this, y'all. They're both just being shitty to one another. Okay, real quick, y'all, a couple of things. Hey, We are a couple of things. First of all, y'all, our friend Nikki Levy at Don't Tell My Mother. Remember when Mother Poodle came on that show?
we did. She and I did an episode of
yes,
that.
Yes, she did.
And she got up halfway through the podcast to go to get a package from the UPS man.
She did.
Because Muffin bothers him.
She did. Well, she does live shows of her actual Don't Tell My Mother.
And you're going
to
do one.
She asked me to do it. So I'm going to be doing it Saturday on November 19th at Dynasty Typewriter, which is in Los Angeles.
That's
where we did
the venue
our first show.
Where there was no alcohol, so we had to get part of the party bus.
They do have alcohol now.
They do.
They do.
They got their permit.
And you know,
I think just beer and wine. But
hey, you know what? That's perfect because it's a matinee. It's a Saturday matinee at 3 p.m. So,
ooh, a boozy matinee.
Yes. I'm going to be doing it. So it's Nikki. And then the musical guest will be Abby Posner. And then I don't know any of these people, but they could be famous. I don't.
Wait, way to plug in.
I know. But I don't know anyone.
I don't know any of these people.
I'm going to say Eiko Tanaka. Ashley Ray and Sophia.
Ashley Ray, I know her from Twitter.
I feel like I've heard that name.
Ashley Ray is.
Ashley yeah. Ray and Sophia Ali.
I just love you.
I'm excited. Well, I mean, I love it because Nikki
I don't know
any show, but I don't know anyone. So it's really just.
I guess that's true.
What I'm saying. I don't know anyone.
I'm saying when you promote something, you try to read it like you like yourself.
I'm very excited about it because Nikki always produces like a good show.
She does, and I can tell you I can't vouch for your segment, but I'm sure all the others will be great.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, Kate Casey is having a show too on December 3rd, y'all, in Los Angeles.
And we're her guests.
We're going to be doing a little segment with her. So
at the Hollywood Improv.
Tickets for that are, you can go to Kate's and Nikki's Instagram and things like that, but I will put a link up to both of those shows in our own link tree. So you can get tickets for that.
Not sure if there's a minimum. I'm sorry. I put
you
got
to get used to that. It's just comedy stores.
I know, but
you're a comedian now.
But I want people to know before going. I'm sorry if I want people buyer beware.
But
I'm sorry I vouch for the customers always.
We can't take care of people. They've got to read the website. Don't create Carl's Wives. Let them find out on their own.
I agree. Part of me has a problem with that anyway.
Yes. Y'all, read. If you want to know if there's two drinks included for either of these shows. But you have to
buy. A minimum. Sometimes there are
fucking read the website. I'm not your mother.
At a lot of comedy places. I say this because a lot of our listeners aren't comedy club people.
I know. And so, I'm just saying, read the website.
And so just know there may be a drink minimum.
There you go.
Yeah. Most of our listeners will drink two drinks anyway,
yeah,
I feel
like.
Yeah,
I think it's fine. I think you're worrying for nothing. Yeah.
I'm just a full disclosure person.
I know.
It's very important to me. Isn't it more important to
be? Full disclosure person. So when you go on dates, do you tell them your exact age and how many people you slept with?
No, that's what we call a lie of love.
Okay.
Like Michael says.
Michael, what's it mean by that?
It's a lie of
love.
A lie of love.
Okay.
I'm using that. Ooh. Ooh, I was seen.
Okay, so Kate Casey, but Nikki Levy, and also I wanted to talk about Love is Blind. We have early access, so I watched episode 8.
You weren't supposed to.
Well, we're doing it tomorrow.
Oh, I guess so.
Yeah, so I watched it after we did episode 7, y'all, because I have 7 episodes have dropped. So more episodes are dropping next week. Y'all, episode 8 is not it's not a slow episode. It's still like,
oh,
this
wow.
show just keeps fucking bringing it. I'm like,
will I be angry or angrier?
Ooh, I think angrier.
The season, and I'm not angry because the people are frustrating. I am angry because the people are frustrating, but are things flipping around again too?
I signed that Netflix thing. I can't say a word, but I can say you're going to be angrier, and that there was a time when I yelled no, and there was another time where I went yes.
Is Matt still being Yosemite Sam, the drunk screaming?
I can't give any
and horrible
details.
And controlling.
You read nothing to the contracts we signed with Netflix.
I'm just putting rhetorical questions
I'm
out
not
here.
Even
Where's
going to
Timmy?
Where's Timmy?
God damn it.
Anyway, y'all, if you need a Halloween costume, be sure to check out our Instagram, because Caitlin, we got a meme for you from Halloween Store. Y'all can just
You can be reality gays.
You can be reality gays. So Love Is Blind.
Actually, don't. Yeah. You'd owe us 10%.
You would. And last but not least, and I'm going to talk about it on more on second episode, but I want to tell everybody that that sadly, a very important person in the world and just a wonderful human being, Leslie Jordan, passed away. And y'all know that. I know you might, but you have a connection, but Leslie Jordan means a lot to me. And I'll talk about that in the second episode. But we're going to do a watch and chat in the Facebook group. We haven't
reviving
done that
it since.
Reviving it just that, one time. Don't
that,
ask for more.
That is something that started way back in the pandemic.
Way back.
When a lot of us kind of weren't going anywhere.
Yeah.
And so.
Had nothing to
we
do.
We were just kind of decided. I was like, let's do something on Saturdays. Let's watch a movie together.
Yeah.
And we chat on Discord.
Yep. This is where Poodle's going to tell you how it works. Because I don't remember.
You're spearheading this. All of it. I put in my time.
Did you?
Yes. You stopped doing it after 3.
Well, okay.
You're like, oh, I forgot about it.
I was taking care of my father.
Isn't that convenient to do that all the time? Isn't it? Can't we rewrite the fact you were taking care of your father for, what, 5 years now?
7.
Yeah.
7. So we're going to, y'all, it all will be in the Facebook group. And so there's, Discord is basically, if you don't know Discord, it's like an app you can download on your phone or your computer. And basically, it's just a little chat thing. We'll have, it's all of that directions are going to be in the Facebook group.
And for clarity, for these people who, are you new? For new people, there's no way you're not going to be able to watch us watch the movie, just for clarity.
Yeah.
Basically, this was a group watch where we're all watching it on streaming and we're all chatting about it.
Yes. So it's going to, basically, we're going to start the movie at 5:05 Pacific time. That's going to be on Hulu. You can watch it.
It's on Hulu?
You can buy it on other platforms, but it's on Hulu.
Okay.
Like on Hulu streaming platform. So, but you can
buy it. It's available like 4 or 5, I think.
You can buy it on Amazon, Tubi. Does anyone use Tubi?
People do.
Really?
People do.
I know nothing about it. Nothing. Anyway, y'all, but that movie.
Cointreau.
It's an older.
It's a great movie.
A great gay movie. Delta Burke's in it. Jeff Bridges is in it. Olivia Newton-John is in it, which will be.
Del Shore's play first.
Yeah, it's a play that first. Leslie Jordan was in the play.
Yes.
So, and played the role, Brother Boy. Beth Grant, one of my favorite character actors.
Queen
in it.
Beth Grant.
So she was supposed to be on Nikki Levy's show, actually, and this one I was doing, and she couldn't do it. So, I would have known her. But anyway.
Bo Bridges.
And I said Jeff Bridges. It's Bo Bridges. Yes. Thank you. I just realized there's some very poignant moments with Olivia Newton-John, and that's going to hit a little different now.
Eek.
So anyway, y'all, we're going to. So it'd be a little time together, and I'll be telling stories in the Discord, or typing out stories in the Discord about certain things of the movie that kind of reminded me of my life growing up.
Definitely. I'm skipping that.
You don't have to be here. In fact, sit it out.
I'll be in there if I want to.
No need. No, I'm
I'll
good.
Do what I want.
I'm
no
good.
One tells me all what
I
to do.
All I have to do is somehow do a Facebook ad that reaches just you that says Poppy Fest in Encino at 5 p.m. gay, and you'll just suddenly Poodle will just make the trip over the mountain.
Poppies.
Not flowers.
Yeah, opium.
No, not flowers. I meant like daddy, Latin guy.
Oh, Poppy Fest. Yeah, yeah. I get it. P-A-P-I.
Yeah. You
thought flowers like, hey, Jenny Garland.
I thought you meant opium. I haven't had milk of the, I've never had milk of the poppy.
I think you have.
Drip, drip, drip. Oh. Wait, oh, milk of the poppy, yeah. Wait a minute, I'm slow on the uptake today.
It makes you very relaxed, and you fall asleep and you wake up not knowing where you are.
Leche.
Wow.
And
anyway, I think that's it. For any announcements?
Yes, I think that's it.
That's it, y'all.
That's it.
That is it.
So we have our, well, never mind. I was going to say we have our YouTube live, but that's you're
already
listening.
Aired.
It's already happened. Aired. Never mind.
Happened several hours ago.
I think that's it. Let's just jump in with Sumit and Jenny.
Let's do here. It.
Chai. Hi. No, I said Chai. That's one of our jokes. Can you imagine the daily goings on of their house? I'd throw myself down a flight of stairs.
I mean, what you realize is that Jenny is needy.
Oh, she is.
She's a needy, needy chicken.
And both of them belong together in a weird way.
They do.
I don't think, because both of them are so unacceptable for everyone else in the world. In
a
way.
It is true, even though I do want Jenny to be with someone better, but then you see Jenny's behavior and you go,
who's that going to be?
Who's that going to be? Yeah. Yeah.
They're both such losers.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're watching Intimate Portrait, you see my face.
They're just losers.
You see my face.
Ooh, I'm just like, right here. Oh, I'm touching your boobies with my foot.
Gross. You are wily today.
Ooh, I'm going to have some M&Ms.
No, you can't have any more sugar. This is it. You had sugar before. Stop it. No. No, y'all. And then you're going to get drunk in the second show. You've got it. It's official.
I'm like Bobcat Goldthwait.
Poodle Goldthwait.
Goldthwait.
That's a hard name to say.
I wonder if that
was
his first name, actual first name.
I don't know.
Probably
Bobcat?
Yes. Yeah. No, Goldthwait.
Is he dead?
No.
He is now.
Well, you murdered him.
Well, all right, everybody.
Sorry, I was eating M&Ms.
No, we're going to finish this show up, and you're getting dicked down tonight. You need
anyway,
a Sunday night session.
Sumit is not interested in the AARP lifestyle.
No, he's not. Even though we thought, it's weird because we've never, ever, ever, ever heard him talk about work. Even before the pandemic.
Yeah, I mean, you're right.
He met her when he worked at a call center. But
Michael Jones.
But suddenly, when you get married and you've been locked with Jenny in a pandemic, suddenly you want to leave the house. You're ready to go now.
I just think he makes some good points. He even says...
He makes very good points.
He says that Jenny, with me out of the house, Jenny will be more independent. I don't like the parts when he says, she'll learn to be more of a domestic housewife. Number one, she's not going to do that because she can't teach an old chicken new tricks.
Can't.
When Jenny, earlier in the episode, or later in the episode, Jenny's like, when I cook, I used to cook things like, mostly things out of a box. Mostly a lot of hamburger helper. So,
all right, go ahead and just do it.
What?
I know I just wrote insert poodle rant about what constitutes cooking.
That's not cooking. No.
Some people would argue it is, but I'm just saying, like, is some people say I cook something, I heated
I
up
think
a frozen box
I,
pizza, that's cooking.
That's not cooking. I consider,
but she was saying it
hamburger,
was
hamburger helper at the most rudimentary level is basic cooking.
Okay,
you are heating things up, and sautéing things on a stove, giving color to proteins, and cooking them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think taking something out of the freezer and putting it in the oven is cooking.
I agree.
It's just not.
I agree. Jenny does, though.
Yeah.
Sometimes
there's not a lot of time.
No.
I understand that. I'm just saying.
I don't think you're arguing about that.
No.
You're saying Jenny is saying that that's cooking. And
yeah.
He's like, that's not cooking. That's just heating up.
Most of what I make came out of a box.
Dinosaur chicken things for Sumit.
Yeah. I'm saying dinosaur chicken nuggets are delicious.
They are.
And are amazing. Chicken nuggets in general. There are very few that I've turned down.
But heating up chicken nuggets, you wouldn't think is cooking. Now, if you cut up chicken, breaded it, and then fried it in an air fryer or a fryer.
That is cooking.
That's cooking.
heating up chicken nuggets is not cooking.
Okay, I agree with you.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
You can fucking come at me all you want. I don't give a fuck. I have no fucks left to give. Anyway.
Wow.
So, the candy has made me crazy.
You were so crazy today.
Too much leftover Halloween candy.
And then I brought some over thinking he didn't have any. Thinking I brought it over for him to have at Halloween. I didn't know I was going to walk out of room and the six pieces I gave him for candy were completely gobbled up in 5 minutes when I walked back.
There's a
the
reason
room.
Why I don't buy candy in my house.
I see.
There's a reason.
You're going to crash at like, we've got a YouTube live today. You're going to crash in the middle of it.
Yeah, you're going to have to like feed me uppers all the way through that. Yeah. I'm going to go to bed tonight. I'm going to fall asleep just either two, one of two ways.
Oh, God.
High as a kite off of just me eating candy or a dick in my mouth lulling me to sleep.
I hope for that.
One of those two things is going to happen. I don't know right now. So
prayers needed, y'all.
He tells you, he's like, I'm going to go be a chef because that's what I was doing before the pandemic. Apparently,
never do that.
Apparently, he's mentioned it a little bit before, but only this season. He said he was the cook for his friend who owned a little kind of delivery food business. No dine-in.
This was never talked about.
And only this season.
But yeah, that feels weird. But what? Because...
Well, it's because the major things about the story, whether Sumit and Jenny would exist as a couple, were the high stakes.
I guess, but it's
this
like...
This is the other stakes.
But don't you feel like he was talking as if being a, quote, chef is his part of his identity? The way
he
talked about it. And I went, every chef I've ever seen, heard, like, that comes up in the... We haven't even... It just felt weird.
I think once you've been in quarantine with Jenny,
you'll
be fucking Gordon Ramsay. All of a sudden, you're Guy Fieri. You know, take a trip to Flavor Town. I'm crazy.
You can't have any more chocolate.
I gotta say, all the lesbians being Guy Fieri on all the costumes, I'm loving it.
Oh, did you see some yesterday?
Lots of them.
Oh, really?
It seems to be the go-to lesbian costume.
Really? I haven't seen any.
For several years.
Oh,
going.
Really? Yeah. Really? Really?
They really gravitate toward it.
I went to a party last night. No one had really just any great costumes.
But the party I was at had really interesting costumes.
Oh, really?
Who were the people who were at your party, though?
Usually people that actually have really good costumes.
Really?
Someone did, and I enjoyed it. They did the American Gladiator, and they made their own jousting poles. Like the thing.
But that's still a sexy costume.
They did it in a not sexy way.
Oh, really?
They did it in like a nerdy kind of 80s reference way.
Oh, okay. So style.
That was, and they made the joust looked amazing, and there were pillows, and we all could have joust fights with each other. It was fun.
Nice.
It's kind of like, you know, when you did Poodle's Playpen and people pummeled you with
a lot of people in my party were ironic costumes.
Oh, God.
A lot of that.
I had people with children, and that. They don't have time for that. They're just doing what they can.
No, that's what I'm saying. This was a less work, and one guy came in.
Oh, that type of
yeah.
Ironic. Okay,
they were funny.
I did have somebody. It was not a great, but they came dressed as. I was like, "Who are you dressed at?" And the guy said, "The one guy was from Finland. His friend was visiting from Finland, and he kind of talked. And all I could think about was Magda the entire. Or no, not Finland. He was Polish.
Polish.
And all I could think about was Magda the whole time. Literally, he had long blonde hair and like a big red beard, and you could tell he was just fucking crazy and partied a lot.
And hung like a horse.
Oh my God! You could see in his underwear because he was wearing a short dress. You could see his dick was huge.
Yep.
And anyway. He was showed up, my friend Danny, who's always got another side piece going on. But Danny's a gorgeous, gorgeous Latin man, can get whatever he wants. But anyway, they were dressed as not two broke girls. That's the wrong show. The other two girls. Two girls, one cup. They were dressed as a girl from Two Girls, One Cup. And then
okay, first of all, that's a very old porn reference.
And then they had a glass of Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, and they would hand it to people and say, would you like some chocolate? It was gross. It was gross. The Polish guy was really into it.
I can see that being...
He wanted to show everybody to remind them. He wanted to show everybody the video, the two girls. And everybody was like, we don't want to see it.
That is like a zeitgeist thing 10 or 12 years
well,
ago.
Well, maybe it's big in Poland now.
I'm more repelled by the fact that that movie is so old.
That concept. Maybe
it just got to his area of Poland.
Yeah, there was. But other than that, wasn't anything like really just like, oh, I did see a really good... A really good Doctor Strange, and actually, because my friend is friends with the guy who's one of the Try guys, Eugene.
Yeah.
He was there. He's very nice, actually.
Boy.
He was in a very...
Did you ask him how things are going?
No, I didn't bring it up. he was wearing, like, this really beautiful, like...
How sure you been?
It was a Last Airbender costume. His was the best, actually. What did you have? We'll get to the show eventually.
Someone was a scarecrow. It was a good scarecrow.
But a good, this good classic scarecrow, yeah.
And then a lot of someone, because there were some theater people, there was Patti LuPone and her equity card.
Yes, yes.
That she had just dropped, and she kept pushing the person down and going, I've dropped my equity card.
Oh, wow, that's pretty. What did you go as?
I went as, I have some 70s clothes.
Uh-huh.
And I went.
Used for role play?
Maybe. I have like a shirt that's got, and then like a some white pants. Oh. And then I went that, and then I blacked my face.
Uh-huh.
And then put like red on one side, and I went as Disco Inferno, like a burn victim.
Oh, that's good. That's cute.
Yeah.
I like that. And white pants. Everybody can see your junk.
That was part of the issue.
Yeah, yeah.
I was only one of like three gay people though.
Oh, you put more effort than me. I just was our fucking flamingo from Florida. I didn't have time.
That is zero effort.
Yeah, I'd say people loved it because that costume is great, but I put in zero effort.
You're welcome.
What do you mean?
Was the one who...
No, I found that costume.
Yo.
I'm kidding. You found it.
We need to move on.
I can't get you angry when you're on chocolate.
So yeah.
Y'all send pictures of tag us. Let us know what your costume is. If you're in the Facebook group, we should do a thread in the Facebook group of Halloween costumes.
Why didn't we this year?
Well, I don't know
if we got a ton of submissions.
Well,
I think we did, but we're just posting them. So submit basically says Mrs. Chicken Jenny, you will buy the vegetables yourself.
Thanks, Matt!
You will, like Mrs. Dalloway.
I don't know how to do this, Matt!
And she's like, I'm not happy about this work. I'm not happy about this shopping.
She has been in India consistently for 3 years.
And she said, can you get into a different business? And I went, but if he's his chef, is he really? Why would you ask... These questions feel unrealistic of Jenny to ask this.
Well, you start to learn that this turns, you know, we've been saying that Sumit is a controlling person. Jenny can be just as controlling.
Well, that's true. That's true.
And unfortunately, Jenny says, it's very intimidating to be a white woman going to the Indian market. And she first approaches... what I call Indian Whole Foods.
Yes, yes.
And a woman says, this for this. No, 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 no. Don't touch this. Of course it's organic. How dare you?
How dare you? And Jenny says, I just need one thing of broccoli. No.
You will buy more.
You will buy more broccoli. You will buy four broccoli. I don't need four broccoli. You will buy them.
Now, and $15. $15?
This, so she starts to haggle. Then she walks away. The woman, y'all.
No.
Now, this is not like Whole Foods, because if you walk out because you won't pay something at Whole Foods, they just curse at you afterwards.
I don't even know if they do that anymore now that they're owned by Amazon.
Yeah, they just go smoke a cigarette.
They're like, it's fine. We got an essence of your DNA to clone you anyway.
Pray to Jeff Bezos.
Yes.
You know, and they're a sponsor of the show, so, you know, we love Amazon.
Yeah, we love Amazon.
Love Amazon.
So order your groceries today.
Yeah, get your groceries today. Whole Foods. Amazon Fresh.
We need to stop. We need to have a different thing called Whole Foods, because we just stopped making fun of sponsors. Probably a good idea. I don't want to have shit where I eat.
God,
y'all.
You're gonna get us canceled.
But then she finds Indian smart and final.
She does.
So it's fine. The guy, even though she has, here's $500 or 500 rupees.
But you do.
He's like, sure, I'll take
sure.
it.
Sure. And she just kind of walks away, and he just looks at her, and I don't know if he's gonna come murder
her
later or not.
She's clueless.
But you also do see that it's probably like, A, because the way she acts, but also because of the way she looks, people probably think they can just take advantage of her. They can, but just because
she doesn't know Hindi.
She's blonde as can be, white as can be. Like, people are just thinking this person's a mark.
But honestly, the fact that she's been there full time for 3 years can't speak a word of Hindi without Sumit.
It's probably not an easy language, but the fact that she hasn't taken a class
or being immersed in it.
Or just being, yeah, it literally is like she just fucking got there.
Yeah. And she's been kind of going back and forth for like 7-8 years now.
And it just shows you, like, I bet.
She's a loser.
Well,
sadly.
I bet being.
I'm finishing it.
Y'all, he's eating the wrists of the M&Ms.
Go ahead.
You can't have any more.
Okay. I sounded like an addict. Okay.
Yeah.
Just sit.
Your words of chocolate addict, not mine. But it does make you see, not only is Sumit always have to be around her, Sumit is also probably, I bet Jenny looks at him every day and says, what are we going to do today? What are we going to do, Sumit? And she's looking at him like a blinking chicken. Kind of ruffling her feathers.
Well, maybe you should do some laundry.
I don't want to do laundry.
And clean the house.
She's like your fucking bored 5-year-old that wants his mother to entertain
him. Oh my God, that's it.
And so, just like
what are we going to do this afternoon?
We talk about Sumit acts like a child and wants to be taken care of by Jenny, but at the same time, it really is like they both kind of, she wants to be taken care of by him.
Yeah. So, y'all, after she leaves Indian Smart and Final, he's at the restaurant with his friend Rohit, and they are locked down, shut them down, and they're delivery kitchens. So, he basically says, Rohit says, you know, remember, we're building this business. This does seem to come out of nowhere. And it looks like that Rohit has put up all the money and Sumit really hasn't put up much.
So I'm like, is this fraud?
It feels a little fraudy.
It feels a little fraudy.
So, it feels a little red herring-y, actually.
Yeah, like, that's a better word for it.
Let's follow this lead that we're going to act like we prefigured earlier that we didn't.
Yeah.
So, he basically says, do I need to work 7 days a week? And the guy's like, yeah. And he's like, could we do 5? He's like, this is a startup business. And
when my brother started his restaurant, I mean, he worked there every day.
And y'all, Rohit basically says everything is what Jenny wants. So we see a different perspective from Sumit's friends. And he's like, after Jenny came and lived with her, he no longer calls me. We never are long to hang out anymore. Now, I could see when people are married, you don't necessarily hang out with your single friends as much as you used to.
As much, yeah.
But what makes me think this is different is Jenny even says that when he's home later on, he's like, well, I don't like this if you're not going to go out with your friends because I feel like working, you might just go out with your work friends and maybe you'll just go home drunk.
So does she not want him to spend time with his friends at all?
I don't think she does. That's where I kind of thought that's part of the now maybe he did it before all the time, but to me I think that's part of the process of starting your restaurant. It's right. Like she doesn't understand. It's like Jenny has lived her whole life in a hen house and she's never lived outside in the real world. I mean that. She just goes around to one corner. She sees her chicken friend Esther. She goes to the other corner.
Just pecks at the floor.
She sees her other friend Pecky. Yeah.
Pecky.
And then she goes over and sees her friend.
And Pecky.
Bobby with an eye.
I'm glad you made that clarification.
Well, it's a hen. A rooster couldn't get in there because they'd all fight over him.
That's true.
Yeah, then he'd fuck them all.
I think that's what they do.
Yeah, that's what roosters do.
And that and peck your eyes out.
That gay one from Looney Tunes.
I still want to get you chased by a rooster.
I'm not going to Ybor City for at least another year.
So, y'all, he brings up that Jenny wants to go to America. He said, I can't leave, go there and leave my parents. And of course, Rohit is equally shocked about the news of children. He's like, he has never talked about this before.
Never. Maybe. And submits, maybe I want to have kids. And
he's equally terrified that he's never brought this up to Jenny. And I think that's going to be the third act of their season, is when he finally brings up to Jenny of his bright idea of having children, which he's never mentioned before. And at home, y'all, she's just peeling potatoes.
She's just peeling potatoes, y'all. And when she describes that Sumit comes home and she's like, yeah. And she's like, I was making some food. And he's like, oh, really? What did you make?
Potatoes. I'm just going to boil potatoes.
She's just going to boil potatoes in water.
And then we can make mashed potatoes. I guarantee you. Does she think that butter and cream go into them?
No.
She just mashes them up. She goes, it's mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes is not an entree.
I would agree.
Mashed potatoes is a side dish.
Probably she's only made before.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, a lot of cafeteria, a lot of people I remember kids, because in school cafeteria, you got instant mashed potatoes.
Oh, yeah.
Those were instant. But I remember kids growing up that loved those mashed potatoes in school, and they found out they were instant, and they wanted their parents to buy them. And a lot of people was like, no, you make your own potatoes. But people have a lot of people buy instant potatoes.
No, they do. I
don't like them either. But I'm snob, so. So that's when we find out she made, and he's like, maybe you'll make pizza. She's like, I just take it out of the box. He's like, so you don't like make dough? Can you imagine Jenny making pizza dough?
No. She would, remember though, y'all, the chickens don't cook. The chef and the Muppets cooks, and
that's
it's just
true.
The chickens around. So that's what she wants Sumit to cook, and she can just around him.
Ow.
What are you looking at on your leg?
Just a zit.
Gross. Pop it and be done.
I'll do it later. I don't want to pop a zit on camera.
So.
I've got a lot on camera, though.
And this is where our $15 tier plummets.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So. He basically says, tells her about wanting to work 7 days a week. And she basically says, like, almost mafia Don. Ha! That's a funny story.
Yeah.
I just hear, oh, that's a funny story.
Yeah.
Tell me another one, chicken. Tell me another one, Sumit.
Yeah.
That's a funny joke.
You're trying to ruffle my feathers.
That's a funny story. So it just sounded ominous to me. And he said, maybe it would be better if we spent some time apart. And he's not wrong. It might be better for him, for both of them.
Yes.
They would treasure each other more.
And I wrote, I do hate that Sumit has a bit of a point.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
I'm not happy to admit that. And whereas Jenny just like, well, what are you going to do? What are you going to do with your wife? I'm your wife now. And so that's where we get the conversation where he says, well, I want to hang out with my friends. Are you going to come home drunk? She's upset about that. She's like, if you get drunk, we're going to have a problem. And Submit, you know, he says, you know, things are different.
Like, has he had a problem with alcohol in the past?
No, I don't. Maybe not.
But the way she talks about it sounds like that.
Yeah. And she says, now that we're married, he wants different things. Karma Sutra.
She's saying things that are, besides the Karma Sutra sex classes that she called him, he wants to work. He wants to go out with his friends. What's next?
What's next? And I went, people work in the world, Jenny. Like, people have to work. Again, in the hen house.
What's next? Trying to pay taxes?
In the hen house, they're just eating feed and laying an egg, which seems natural. True. They don't realize they're working.
She only understands barnyard rules.
She does.
Yeah.
She does. God, I hope she never reads the book Animal Farm. She'll be terrified.
I think when someone asked me, what was your favorite book? That was my favorite book until like I was like 2022.
It's a good book.
But it's so brutal.
Like, I haven't read it as an adult. I've only read it since we had to read it in school, and I loved it then.
It's communism, socialism.
No, that's what we talked about, what it was about. But it'd be interesting to read it again.
And it satirized certain political figures of the day.
Again, I don't think Jenny's read Animal Farm.
No.
Maybe she didn't.
Definitely not. So Submit said, If I work, my social life will be better. But
I think what the deal is maybe he thought, okay, Jenny's new here. I'm going to spend time with her. Then the pandemic happened, and he thought, okay, well, Jenny will start to develop. We'll start to do things because, you know,
after the pandemic,
she was going to be a Hare Krishna. We thought
that was so great.
We thought she was going to be a Hare Krishna, and we thought he loved that. He thought she was getting out there, but I don't think she doesn't make any effort to make friends. And I know that there's other Americans who live in India. It's not like she's the only blonde American to live in the fucking country,
even in their city. I'm sure.
And they're in a big city. It's not like they're in the fucking boonies.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I can't imagine she is the only American in that city.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Like,
also, but who wants to be friends with Jenny?
That's fair.
I think because Submit is so awful that we don't see how completely weird and kind of socially inappropriate and awkward Jenny is.
We may not see that.
I
100% agree with you.
Yeah.
I never thought about it in that way. Yeah. But yeah. It's like we were kind of like Bilal said, somebody's, you know, stomach hurt. So he just hit them in the foot. And we saw that pain of Submit being the foot. We didn't realize that Jenny's stomach was fucked up the whole time.
True.
Put us on a Ferris wheel.
We're going to take a break.
I'm going to make you go purge chocolate out of your body. We're going to be right
back.
I'm
going to get a Milky Way.
Poodle, I got to tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No, see, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long, but yes, they are so soft, and the more you wash them, the softer they get, and they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places.
When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cool.
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey, our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and
the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, have hope.
We're back! It's time for a new segment.
I'm just smiling.
That
I don't
calling.
Know what's happening. I'm just smiling.
What you watching? The new segment is called "What You Watching."
This is
when I get a lot of candy in me and a lot of sugar. Glad. There's lots of new segments.
This is not going to go well.
Honestly, anything to take me away from the doldrums of Happily Ever After. That's where I am.
Wow.
It's called "What You Watching." What are you? It's spooky season.
Yeah.
What are you watching that scares you?
This. You high on chocolate. I'm terrified. It's a reckoning none of us ever wanted.
I'm gonna throw things at you.
Yeah, exactly, y'all. I'm terrified, and that pin's gonna leak on your carpet.
What are you watching that's in the spirit of Halloween? You got to watch scary things.
I haven't been home. I just got back from Nashville from that concert.
Well, what are you going to watch that's scary in the season?
I have not yet watched Hocus Pocus 2 because I've not been home. And so I'm going to watch Hocus Pocus 2. I'm excited.
So that's...
But it's new to me. I don't know what's going to
happen. That's scary for you?
It might frighten me a little bit. I'm a little worried about it.
That's right. You get frightened very easily.
Scary music when they start playing like a
that is
a
not
timpani,
scary.
You never know.
I saw pictures. Your brother had to dress up as Kathy Najimy.
my sister-in-law dressed up my brother, yes. And she made him be Kathy Najimy.
Strangely, it kind of looked good.
He looked real good. My nephew was the black cat, Binks. And then his fiance was Sarah Jessica Parker. But y'all, my sister-in-law gets really into Halloween.
Yeah.
They won the costume contest.
That's pretty good, though.
They did. They look really good. My brother, he even did the face. Does your brother and sister-in-law dress up?
They
the kids?
Phone it in.
Oh,
their kids are young.
I know.
And yeah,
what are you watching that's scary? That's not porn.
Sometimes porn can be, sometimes the Halloween porn can be kind of hot, but it's not fun when they've got like jack-o'-lanterns on their head. Then it's just like a little weird when they're fucking each other.
It's true. You know what I do want to, there's a true crime. What is it called?
I'll see what I'm watching.
I'll look it up.
I'm watching Guillermo del Toro's Cabinet of Curiosities.
Oh, that looks
on
beautiful.
Netflix. It's fantastic. It's really well done. The one with some of it's I want you to be careful because it actually is quite scary. So I would not.
Oh,
suggest
I'm not gonna
it
watch
you.
It. I'm not gonna. There's actually I'm gonna watch.
If you like horror, it's good. If you like if you're looking for something to watch tonight or tomorrow night, I would definitely give Cabinet of Curiosities on Netflix.
There's a Marvel thing too that everybody's raving about. Like the Marvel did like
spooky.
They did like a spooky thing that's on Disney Plus that people are raving about.
Okay,
but you know. I never want to watch a lot of because I get scared at it, and this probably will scare me. But this came out a while ago, but I was talking about it with a friend. I'm going to watch Keeper of the Ashes, which is it's about the Girl Scout murders that occurred at a camp in Oklahoma.
Oh, Oklahoma.
And Kristen Chenoweth hosted, because I was like, I saw it and I said that Kristen Chenoweth was hosting it.
No, that'll scare the shit out of you.
And I was like, why is Kristen Chenoweth hosting it? And it's the Girl Scout murders, and I want to watch it because that the arts camp was right by that camp that I went to, and the next year they moved it to a different camp where it was like safer and all. So it feels like a
So
connection.
I guess this segment should be called for you, what are you gonna watch?
Well, I haven't had time. To be honest, I've been trying. What I actually watched was that the Judds concert on Friday night.
Okay, that's good.
It was great. Oh, yeah, you better turn on Tommy.
Yeah, when you start talking,
y'all,
I turn
y'all,
it on.
Trisha Yearwood sounded amazing, and so did Brandi Carlile. It was a wonderful experience.
You sent me a clip of Martina McBride.
I didn't want to send Poodle this, but you have to let people know what's happening.
It was appalling.
She She can't. She was. They
she needs to lower those keys.
I don't know. That's what I thought. Why doesn't she lower the keys? And I'm telling y'all,
the keys were too. She was flat, and not just flat. Not like the pitch is here and kind of hitting it.
Like,
we're talking like she didn't even brush the top of it.
It was
ungodly bad.
And look, I know some people do this and we expected them, but y'all. Martina McBride was lip syncing to some of it.
I can't believe that.
Because on Broken Wing, and you know, Lord, you ought to see her fly. It was 100, like I could see as a singer, her neck wasn't working. It wasn't tense. It wasn't good. Not happy about it. And you love her. I sat by a gay man. Who recorded the entire? This is what I want to talk about too. Sorry,
you've just co-opted my segment. Sure,
don't go to a concert and just record the entire thing on your phone.
Everyone does that.
Stop it!
I hate it. I hate it.
Stop it!
You're taking yourself out of the moment.
If you want to record little snippets and put it on social media, or send like I wanted to send to you, or like there was a special moment, I sent it to my friend. But for the most part, I put my phone down and I just listen to this artist communicating to me.
Yeah. We become a culture of...
This gay man, he recorded the whole thing and cried like 4 times at Martina.
No, we have become a culture of video hoarders. And we never know what we're saving them for and why. The reason is we don't have any sentimental connection to them. We think we have to do it. It's performative because I don't know... when I will need this later. Here's the thing, though. You don't have an attachment to it, so you will never need it later.
No, but I have them, y'all, that like, I've told Poodle, the last 10 minutes of that concert, I just cried. I just cried the whole thing. And I cried not because I was sad, because it was sad and riding with my dad, but I cried because the energy of the audience in Nashville
that wanted
to love up Winona, it just was so moving. You could feel it. But if you were on your fucking phone, you weren't feeling that at all. Be present.
I went to a concert. I saw Tame Impala. You don't know. No recognition at all.
Uh-uh. Are they going to be at that live show with Nikki Weeby and me?
Sure.
Oh, okay.
I saw Tame Impala at the Hollywood Bowl. And this woman... we had pretty good seats, and this woman was just filming the whole time, and her husband just said, her husband says, "Can you just stop?" Or her husband was just like, "Can you haven't put that down for once? Can you stop it and be a person?" And she's like, "Oh, okay," and she took it down, and I want to tell that to her. Can you stop it and just be a person for a minute?
Yeah,
it was amazing. And I was just like, he just burned her. Because she was filming every single song.
That's literally what this queen did. Every single song.
Yeah. Y'all, life is for living. You're not living it.
It'd be like...
being present.
Like when people are like meeting a president or whatever, they just want to like video and they try to get themselves in the video. And I'm like, what if you looked them in the eye and shook their hand?
Yeah, because I guarantee you will feel different if you watch it again, but the feeling of experiencing something is very different than filming it.
I realize this is counterintuitive from Piano Cat 77.
Oh, I keep all those
Everything's
films.
Filmed.
Ooh, but you know what? But I experienced it because I'm not doing the filming.
That's true. Those are
paid professionals.
They are paid professionals. You know what? I am watching.
What else are you watching?
Please
let this be relevant. Please let this be relevant.
Well, it's not scary.
That's fine. That's fine. But, you don't have to be.
I've been watching Be My Guest, Ina's Garten thing that it premiered just 2 weeks ago.
I think it's been on longer.
We've been busy.
No, but I'm saying.
Have you watched any of them yet?
It's on Food Network, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I was just watching.
But it's on Discovery Plus.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah,
I have watched a couple.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I like it. I like a cooking show with Ina. I miss when Ina cooks and goes to her gay friends' houses or things like that. I miss like the oh, you know, who's the guy who does flowers?
Michael.
Michael, when her and Michael get together and their friends are out of town and they go in their friend's house and set up a Christmas tree.
She's got a real fags gallery.
She does. But I just, I kind
of. Not rogues gallery, fags gallery. They
basically break into someone's house.
Yeah.
And then the person comes home. Can you imagine if I came into your house and set up Christmas? You would think your house had been robbed or didn't know what. You would be terrified.
I would hate that.
That's a horror movie to you.
Hate that. To find someone in my house decorating it.
You would hate that.
In their way.
You would hate that so much.
Hate it. Hate it.
But I do miss that. But it is enjoyable. I really enjoyed the interview with Emily Blunt. That was great. And she made a bolognese sauce and she put...
Isn't that one older?
No, she was on it before. Oh, she's on a new season. And she put milk in the bolognese sauce.
That's a thing people do.
Well, her brother-in-law, Stanley Tucci, told her to do. I've never done that.
Her brother-in-law, Stanley Tucci?
Yeah. Stanley Tucci,
I feel like a Carl's wife right now.
I can't believe that.
You're saying you didn't know milk is a common thing for bolognese.
And so she... well, cream, but just milk. Yep. But anyway, she... Stanley Tucci was at her wedding to John Krasinski and met her sister. They sat by her sister at the wedding. They met at their wedding, and then now they're married.
Wait, her sister is married to Stanley Tucci?
Yeah.
That is amazing. So yep. John Krasinski knew Stanley Tucci?
No, she was in Devil. She's become friends with him since Devil Wears Prada.
That's it. Oh, I am such a Carl's vibe. I'm like, what, Carl? How would Emily Blunt know Stanley Tucci?
She's friends with all of them still. Stanley, Annie, all of them.
Annie.
That's what she calls Anne Hathaway. That's what people call Anne Hathaway, Annie.
I'm aware, but in my world, no one's friends
she
with
She does
Anne
that,
Hathaway.
And she said, I feel like such a name dropper, but Matt Damon and his wife live in her building, so they had dinners with them. She talks about cooking and stuff all the time. But it was interesting because Emily Blunt talks about she had a horrible stutter.
I'm rolling my eyes so hard.
Horrible stutter. And she talked about growing up with that. It was interesting. It was good.
That's what are you watching? What you watching? Didn't go as I hoped. It was rerouted several times through Nashville, Fagville.
I haven't watched a lot of TV.
Yeah.
I just been watching art shit on planes trying to catch up.
I'll prepare you more for it next time. So you have one thing.
In my
thing.
Defense, you just told me about it 5 minutes ago when you started this segment. I didn't have any time to prepare.
You know, sometimes we have to be,
Well, you want me to lie and say I'm watching Friday the 13th or The Town That Dreaded Sundown?
No, I
wouldn't. That's scary. I can't watch that one again.
The Town That Dreaded, what is that?
Oh, it's a movie. It's based off of a murder like in 1934 that happened in Texas. And I remember because we were at a slumber party and Cody Proctor made everybody watch it.
He said, Town That Dreaded Sundown?
You gotta watch The Town That Dreaded. And it's a guy who like, they weren't racial murders, but he killed everybody in wearing like a KKK white mask. And so, but he just killed teenagers. And apparently he stopped this one pair of teenagers that were banned. They just come from the football game. They were in the band. And he tied them to a tree. And then he knocked them out, tied them to a tree.
Trigger warning!
And then, you wanted to know what's scary.
Jesus Christ!
And then he tied a knife to the end of the trombone. And he played the trombone and stabbed the trombone player with the knife. It would terrified me. Terrified me. What you asked?
We need to move on.
This is why I don't watch scary movies.
I didn't expect that.
So you'll watch Guillermo del Toro's Cabinet of Curiosities if you want something a little scary this season. Or whatever movie you just said if you want nightmares for the rest of your life.
The Town That Dreaded Sundown.
I'm going to pass on that. I don't want movies about the dramatizations about people being murdered. I don't either. Why I hated Dahmer and I didn't watch that.
That's why I won't watch it.
Yeah.
Oof.
So I got two episodes and I went, nope, not for me.
No, it really
and
affected.
I like macabre stuff. Let's talk about Myla and her crying. Anything's better than what you just talked about, a trombone and a knife. Honestly. I'm pretty horrified.
I'm so sorry. Okay.
We're in Prague.
We're in Prague.
I must say, though, if you...
God, this city's beautiful.
If you have not been to Prague, next time you're in Europe, spend a couple of days there. It's my favorite city. I don't know. I have a different favorite city, I think, every time I go. But, like, Prague... There's no feeling like walking around in Prague because didn't get bombed as much as a lot of the other European cities. So you don't. One of the things I say this a lot of times. You don't feel like if it's sunset on the Charles Bridge, you're looking around seeing all these places that look medieval. You're like, I don't know if it's 2022 or 1022.
Oh, that's cool.
It feels that way.
Oh, that's beautiful.
The people are wonderful. Prague is really still relatively cheap for most of Europe. Really good food. If you love salads, good luck.
What about
good luck to you?
What if you love dick? Good trade?
Oh, yes.
Oh.
Huge penises.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's the epicenter of the Dick Riviera. Even though it's landlocked.
It's landlocked, but not cocklocked.
No.
Wow.
That's why Bellamy started there.
They should put that on the
huge bush.
Dicks. Oh, Bellamy is in Prague.
Yes. Check dicks.
Check.
Huge penises. Beautiful, uncut morsels.
Oh, you're laying me out this episode. Jesus.
Just... pendulous.
Okay. Ooh.
Swaying in the breeze. Anyway. And the coffee's good too. I will say Europeans who go to America and they're like, oh, your coffee is shit. Watered down coffee. They're right. If you grew up in Europe and grew
up.
Do
they have coffee actually? Or is it like an espresso
Americano?
It's just Americano?
Very, very strong.
So they actually do drip coffee. It's just. Oh,
it's
okay.
Extremely strong. Yeah. Look, they do. Then you have your espresso and everything else.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but if you order a coffee somewhere, you're going to get an Americano a lot of times.
Or as Yara says, I'm so over water from the swamp. Joby, what is this water?
And she does say, I love being in America, but it's just different here. I love being in Europe. And she said it'd be really, and her mother really wants her to be close to her. And I think this is a kind of a reasonable thing that her mother is getting older. She wants her to be close. And I don't think, what I think is fraudacity is I don't know why they couldn't find either, why they couldn't have either look for their mom a bigger place so they could stay with her mom instead of finding a place.
And maybe help her mom pay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like that's the solution.
I agree.
But I feel like we jumped to finding an apartment in Prague, which even though his job is great, to maintain two apartments or maintain two places of living around the U.S., the world, may be expensive.
Yeah, I wonder, too, if they want to, because they could have, but I'm not saying they should do this, but I'm surprised Joby hasn't suggested of trying to get her mother to come over, because she could get a refugee.
She can't go back for 10 years.
But yeah.
So it would be that problem.
Yeah, that's true as well. Yeah. And I'm assuming does Yara have siblings?
I don't know.
I don't know.
It's good. She says, she keeps saying
I feel
friends.
Like if Yara has a sister, they don't get along.
No, she's an only child. I think now that I think about it.
She took care of that.
So they're going
but
to
Mama's
tell.
But Mama's laying it on thick.
Yeah.
Isn't it great to live here, Yara?
Oh, yeah.
It's so great to live here.
So
she's going hard.
She hasn't told Joby about the fact that they're going to look for apartments at all. And she knows he's not going to want to live there, especially Joby.
No.
And the next day, Joby's just drinking champagne in the morning. Because, like, this champagne's here. And, like, what are they? Like, I'm just drinking in the morning.
You can tell either he's sick or he tied one on.
No, he tied one on.
Yeah, y'all.
Yeah.
And so, And so she tells Joey, she's like, what? Joey's like, what are you going to do today, Yara?
Wait, and like, we're going to look at apartments. What do you mean, Joey? And then...
but they'll buy apartments for her, Joey.
She's like, why don't you like live in this random place, Yara?
It's not random. It's where the mother was able to flee her home country.
And of course, he dismisses it outright like an asshole. And he's like, Joey, I have my own money. I'm going to use my own money. He's like, no, like your money is my money. And like my money is your money. And we're married. And
that's debatable. And I'm not saying there's a wrong or right, but I'm saying that this needs to be discussed in their marriage.
Agree.
Because some people feel like mine is ours, but that's great. And some people feel like, no, I have mine. You have yours. I have a feeling when you're married, is it what's yours is mine and what's Poodle's is Poodle's?
No, what's his is mine and what's mine is mine.
Yes, yeah, that's what I meant to say, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay,
what's wrong with that?
Nothing.
And what's mine? No. I was like, I'm trying to think of a way... But I got my money before I met them.
That's true.
I tell you what, I would fucking bury that money in the back. I wouldn't. I've learned my lesson.
Country about old school.
I do.
Hiding it in a mat. You shouldn't say this on the podcast. What if people come up and dig up your yard one day when they find out where you live?
When my Uncle Ed died, they found money in the radiator. They found it in the backyard. Oh, God. Buckets of money that had been sealed over.
That like he buried?
5-gallon buckets of money. Yeah.
And he buried it in the yard?
Yes. Yes. And only
and
because...
And how did they know to look in the backyard?
They only knew it because they found money in the radiator. And they knew he didn't have a ton of money in... And someone once saw him, when he needed to pay for repairs or something for his house, go to the radiator and get just a stack of cash and hand it to him. And my mom's... He was my grandmother's brother-in-law, and when he died, they didn't have any kids, and so it was to we had to deal with the house, and they started digging up, and they found like 4 5-gallon buckets filled with money.
How much money?
I don't know. I think it was probably like $10,000-$20,000.
Goodness.
Yeah, but he never kept things in a bank.
You can't borrow. Please don't hide money here in Los Angeles. Please don't put it in the backyard in a building.
You know where it is.
Yeah, your neighbors might dig it up.
Tell you what, that's market proof.
Wow. Wow. I think I liked you better on the chocolate high.
So, y'all, Joby, of course, thinks this is a terrible idea. And then he's walking there. He's like, I'm going to take a shower. He's like, take your champagne into your shower.
Just grabs it and goes in the shower.
That's not so weird for someone from Southern Louisiana.
It's not.
Anyway.
It's not. Who are you doing this? Oh,
just a little bit of Lib and Andre.
Lib and Andre. So, it's been a few weeks since their immigration meeting. And, y'all.
Big news!
I'm upset they didn't show us this before because Andre was in a robe and he looked
good. I need more skin from him.
I do too. I bet he had just fucked her down and got her pregnant right then. That's how virile he is. It only takes 10 seconds and you're like, whoop!
And his Moldovan sperm.
Oh, I'm swimming to your ovaries. Get off of the way.
Move! Move!
Don't terrorize me with your fallopian tubes. I'm going to the egg.
Move! I'm going to dive into egg.
Yeah. Yes. Can we do a reboot of Look Who's Talking with Andre as a
Moldovan
voice? Yes.
And
Look Who's Talking, Lib.
They are there with... Ellie, they're going to, they call Meet the Baby. This is a
Ellie
thing.
Ellie is cute.
This is a thing. I I looked this up. I don't have a lot of...
What's a thing? Sonograms?
To let... Okay. To have things where kids go to you to see... To
well, yeah.
I didn't know that. I had to look.
Oh, I just... I didn't know it was a thing, but I just assumed, yeah, you would want your older kid to go with you to see the sonogram of the baby.
But I think it's a... I don't know. I think it's a recent thing when people bring kids.
Your brother, did they?
No.
Well, really?
No.
I don't judge anyone for not, but I would. That would be my instinct. I wouldn't bring my kid to every doctor appointment, but the first time I like heard the heartbeat and all that, I'd want to bring my little kid.
But I think this is a special kind of thing. It's not like a, it's not like wait, a it's OBGYN like a office.
It's a special visit for the kid?
I think so.
Oh.
But no, where they were going was a place called Meet the Baby. They're especially...
Wait, what? It's called Meet the Baby? Yes. I didn't see that.
My whole point is saying these are places where that are family friendly.
Well, no, I just didn't get that because I didn't think there needed to be that.
You need to watch these instead of just looking down.
I was just typing.
That's what I'm just said. Sometimes you need to watch.
You miss things too, and I get and I put in contextual stuff for you.
God,
I don't shame you that you're writing hunched over your old paper by candlelight like Abraham Lincoln taking notes. I don't say a word about that.
You're acting like what I'm saying is so, like no, you should have said that.
I'm not that you should have said that. I'm shocked that there needs to be this type of place. Just take your kid to your doctor. I'm confused.
But I think it's that it's more family. It's not like you're taking your kid to an OB, your OBGYN.
But is this covered by health insurance? I don't want to pay extra for that.
I don't know. Y'all,
what's the premium?
Let us know more about these Meet the Baby
places. I need more information for this.
Yeah. Because it felt like a kid-friendly
OBGYN. Because if they just take your money.
For sonograms.
But if they just take your money... We could have used this to convince that last boyfriend you had to sign the prenup.
Get it up. Get it out.
To sign the prenup. I'd be like, hey, look, Poodle's pregnant. And he said, really? And I'm like, let's go to Meet the Baby. And maybe it would convince him.
And he would see...
We'd pay him off.
Nothing there.
Just M&Ms.
Just my Jersey Mikes that I just had.
Or like the tip of a dick. He's like, is there a dick in there? And you could say, oh, sorry, that's my dildo.
That's been 10 years ago. So anyway, they are.
It was cute when they saw the baby and she saw the baby. I don't know if she'll remember it, but it was cute.
But she did say, she did say, baby in the belly. And I like when they were talking about, maybe we'll luck out and he'll if it's a little boy, he'll have the personality of your father. And he won't be so insane, controlling, and crazy.
That was great. She's like, maybe I'll look. But he will have a big old head like you.
It's big head, baby. I agree.
Yeah. Now, what do you feel about...
They named him Leo. He's out here.
Yeah, we are ahead of it. Yeah, it's a good name. Yeah, shocker alert, y'all. I think it's a boy. They had what do you feel about, though, Andre says, we don't need to tell your family, right? We focus on our family. We're not telling anyone. We'll tell Chuck and fathers. And they're not going to tell our other family.
Well, I think this kind of got confused because so they're not going to tell them. I thought they weren't telling people because it was only 3 weeks. What did she say? She's 12 weeks. I'm sorry.
She's
so 12 weeks. So 3 months.
Normally that's when people
start telling.
I mean, sometimes people tell their family much earlier, and that's fine. But mm-hmm. after the doctor even said, after 12 weeks, the likelihood of you keeping the baby increases much more. That's usually when people tell everybody. It's at 3 months.
I think he said, we'll tell the fathers.
The fathers, he wants but not tell, the mothers.
He wants
and
to tell
not
Chuck
the sisters.
Because Chuck is in business with him.
Well, what do you think about that?
I think it is in keeping with how they've been on Happily Ever After. It's keeping that adversarial response with the... Oh, that's right. It was just my...
Just Jerry saying, yeah.
Keeping that going. I think it's a plot point of the show. It's going to come out. And probably they'll find out, the sisters will find out accidentally, and it'll be a huge deal.
So do you feel like it's fraudacity?
I don't know if it's that. I just think it goes along with the storytelling.
I think it's a horrible thing to do to people. I feel like if you're going to tell... Now, if you don't want to tell your family at all, it is your baby, your choice, but to tell some members of your family and as, as close as Libby is to her sisters.
That's not fair, yeah.
Honestly, though... You're going to tell your father and you're not going to tell your mother that she's close to.
Yeah.
It's not like these people are not in her life.
I think this is a good time because Libby at the end says, I'm going to focus on my family. Which means her family with Andre right now.
Then I don't think you should tell your father this either.
Yeah, I see that.
I think that's really just... Again, if your family's toxic and you don't have a great relationship, who fucking cares? But they're toxic, but they all have a good relationship, or they're close.
I think it's a plot point. Honestly, that's what it feels like to me.
This is where I went, this is just fueling, and I understand when the sisters say stuff like, Andre is trying to separate them
right.
and tear them apart. I can see why they think that.
Yeah. Well, I can too, but remember... what Libby's just gone off of. She's had her sisters stab her in the back about the mom's birthday.
That's true.
So I don't think she has any impetus to tell her sisters right now.
I mean, it's her body, their kids. So at the end of the day, it is their decision. But I'm just like, ooh, girl.
I don't think that this is the thing. This is my issue here. I don't think anything can really be trusted that won't make a good plot point for their storyline anymore.
It's such a momentous thing, though, to have a child. And then to... It would be like...
Well, here's... Let me go back. Well, I think one of the reasons why I thought it was a little fake is because it was decided so easily.
Yeah. It seems so flippant.
Yep. That's what I'm saying. I think it's a plot
because
point.
Think about it. It's a big thing. What if I, for some reason... How would you feel if I got fucked, if the stars aligned, and maybe they were very intoxicated, and I got fucked by Jake Gyllenhaal, and I told my two other gay friends, and I didn't tell you?
Well, that's a non-issue because it's never going to happen.
Roll with me here, whore.
He'll go to me first. So
that's the show. Trying to have a sweet moment. You know what? I'm not telling you ever.
If that ever happened, it would come from me first.
I'm going to let Ryan Reynolds, they're going to dick me down and you'll never know.
You'd be the last man. I'd be the second to the last.
You'll never know now. Never know. That's the show, everybody. I don't know what we just talked about, but it was barely hay, but that's fine. We'll see how that new segment goes, everybody. All right, everybody, go to our website, realitygaze.com. That's where you can listen to all of our shows there, actually, that are on the free feed. If you don't want to listen to a show with commercials, then you can subscribe to Reality Gaze Plus at the $8 tier.
RG Plus.
You will get love during lockup, and holy fucking shit, it's so good.
Doom, 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 doom.
It's great. It's great. Nobody's called me. I haven't heard that phone. Green.
Hopefully it's on silent.
It is on. Oh no, Bridget Green called me. Oh God, it's a story. All right, everybody, I gotta go because that's gonna be a long story. But until next week, we call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places, poodle?
Yes. And if you take your champagne to the bathroom, which you should,
call us.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai.
Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.